From the studios in Dallas, Texas, it's Sunday Stripped. My God, it's hot here. The heat index this past week got up to 120 degrees. It was 94 at 11 p.m. Anywho, today's show is for July the 2nd. It's 1 hour of acoustic music from the biggest names in rock and metal. And today's show may be my favorite yet. Man, I love what we have in store today. Amy Lee from Evanescence talks about a song she doesn't like, which was one of, if not the biggest hit for their band. If you've never heard about Kid Rock's if you've never heard about Kid Rock's insane house in Nashville, you're going to on this show. Plus, we'll do some Kid Rock. And you're going to hear an absolutely insane admission from Marilyn Manson. And I'm going to play one of his songs, but I'm going to tell you the only person in rock music that I've met who I absolutely could not stand, and I wanted to fight him. And we almost actually got into a fight. So I'll tell you that story, and I'll play some of his music. Let's start things off with some Seether.
Sunday Stripped.
Sunday Stripped.
Heard on awesome rock stations like Rock 92.7 and Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey, Corpus, you rock.
Throw your dollar bills and leave your thrills all here with me. Speak, but don't pretend I won't defend you anymore, you see. It aches in every bone. I'll die alone, but not for you. My eyes don't need to see that ugly thing. I know it's me you fear. If you want me, pull me back. Frail, the skin is dry. To the remedy, clip the wings that get you high. Just leave them where they lie and tell yourself you'll be the death of me. Cause I don't need a friend, I need to mend so far away. So come sit by the fire and play a while, but you can't stay too long. It aches every bone. I'll die alone, but not for pleasure. I see my heart explode. It's been eroded by the weather here. If you want me, hold me back. Frail, the skin is dry and pale. The pain will never fail. And so we go back to the remedy. Clip the wings that get you high. Just leave them where they lie. Tell yourself you'll be the death of me. And slip a skinny dyed pill. Her pain will never fail. And so she goes back to the remedy. Clip the wings that got you high. Just leave them where they lie. And tell yourself you'll be the death of me. Hold your eyes closed. Take me in. Hold your eyes closed. Take me in.
It's easier not to be wise and measure these things by your brains. I sank into Eden with you, alone in the church by and by. I'll read to you here, save your eyes. You need them, your boat is at sea. Your anchor is up, you've been swept away. And the greatest of teachers won't hesitate to leave you there by yourself, chained to pain. Yeah. I alone love you, I alone tempt you, I alone love you. Fear is not the end of this. I alone love you, I alone tempt you, I alone love you. It's easier not to be great and measure these things by your eyes. We long to be here by his resolve, alone in the church by and by, to cradle the baby in space and leave you there by yourself, chained to pain. Yeah, I alone love you, I alone tempt you, I alone love you. Fear is not the end of this. I alone love you, I alone tempt you, I alone love you. Yeah, hell yeah. I alone love you, I alone tempt you, I alone love you. Too far, only love can save us now. All these victims that you had, I'll come running back to you. All these riddles that you found, only love can save us now. All in the rhythm that you burn, yeah, yeah. I alone love you, I alone tempt you, I alone love you. Fear is not the end of this. I alone love you, I alone tempt you, I alone love you. Yeah, yeah. I alone love you. I alone tempt you. I alone love you. I alone love you. I alone tempt you. I alone love you.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. Live. Huge song for that band. Did you know that was released in 1993? And you do realize that some of these songs could be classified as oldies. Now, like, if you take a song from the 90s and go back 30 years, 80s, 70s, 60s, those are oldies. That means that if you and I are gelling, we're old. We're crusty dudes, as Paulie would say. All right, so years ago, I worked at a huge rock station, and we sponsored a huge festival, and it was me and some of my friends. We were backstage walking around, looking at everything, and just having a blast. And I look up, and I see Dave Mustaine coming towards me. And I was a massive Mustaine fan, and I looked at him, and I don't know. It came out of me, and I said, "Dave!" That's all I said. And he didn't say a word. He stuck out his hand, and he palmed my face, put his palm on my face, and shoved me backwards, and I fell down on the ground. And I was so stunned. I was like, that did not just happen. And all my friends are like, oh my God. I was pissed, and I tried to find him. I couldn't find him. Now, that night, I had to go on stage and bring him on in front of 35,000 people. I picked up the mic, and I said, okay, here's the dude that couldn't make it in Metallica. That was the only slam I had in my mind, and I knew I was going to say something. I got booed off the stage. I got suspended for a week, but it was worth it. And here is Dave talking about pretending that he beat up James Hetfield. Whatever.
We were all alcoholic. I've been doing martial arts ever since I was a kid, and I beat James up because he kicked my dog. He kicked my dog. I used to sell drugs. I'm telling you that the pot thing, in order for me to smoke pot, I sold it so I would be able to smoke it for free, right? I'm on stage. Somebody knows I'm on stage. So what do? They jump through my window, take all my drugs. I said, that's never going to happen again. So I got a dog. It was a dog more like an alligator with fur on it. It was a pit bull, right? So I took the pit bull up to rehearsal when I was in Metallica, and it stuck its little teeny feet up on the car of the bass player. James kicked the dog, so I punched him in the face, and that was the end of it, you know? And the bass player said, you know, it was a big argument. It's in the Metallica thing. You can check it out. Everybody says I kicked his dog. It ain't that way around. You know, I kicked his ass, but not his dog. He kicked my dog. And the thing is we all were such drunks. And when I got drunk, I got violent. When they got drunk, they got stupid. I can't even tell you how many times driving back from San Francisco when Metallica was just starting, Lars and James used to throw one of Ron McGovney's shoes out the back of the truck. He'd get home every time and he'd only have one shoe left. Excuse my language, but you know, I mean, this is an emotional thing for me talking about this right now. And one time I watched one of them. I can't remember if Lars did it to James or James did it to Lars, but they were chewing some food and went and spit it into the other dude's mouth. That was the end for me. You know what? Those guys aren't birds. Burping up food into somebody else's mouth is a little too weird for me. So, you know, they had their own thing and they did stuff like that when they were drunk. When I got drunk, I liked to fight. I went into, you know, I've got three black belts. And when we went up to San Francisco, one time Lars went into this girl's bathroom that had all these pictures that was beautiful pictures she'd collected over the years of all of these people, that musicians that had come in. And he took a beer and he went and squirted it over all of her pictures. And I thought, you little punk, I can't believe you did that. And then he stole a poster from her house and they blamed it on me.
Sunday Strip.
With Kramer.
With Kramer.
Streets.
Sunday Stripped. Acoustic rock that rocks. The choice for listeners on submarines.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. What's up? My name is Kramer, Greta Van Fleet. Josh from Greta Van Fleet came out as gay this week. I was shocked. I say shocked. Nothing wrong with being gay. I just, you know, those gold and glittery one-piece suits that he makes and wears and the face makeup. It never gave any clues. I love Kid Rock. I'm always going to love Kid Rock. I don't care what other people say about Kid Rock. I love him. This is funny. This is hilarious. Here's Joe Rogan talking about being invited to Kid Rock's house in Nashville.
I went to Kid Rock's house in Nashville, and he has a replica of the White House built on his property in Nashville. It is a massive house that he's building. It's quite a bit bigger than the actual White House.
Oh,
it's quite a bit bigger. Yeah, the real White House is pretty small.
Oval Office and everything? And
no, it's way better than that.
Wow.
It is two bedrooms. It's about 27,000 square feet. It has two bedrooms. It has the guest bedroom, and it has his main bedroom. The rest of the house is just party.
Really?
He has a gold elevator in the center of the house, and he goes, and the construction worker was like, well, a lot of people like to hide their elevators. He's like, that. He goes, I want people coming over my house. Like, Kid Rock's got a gold elevator. He has a steam room. He has like a jacuzzi room that is as big as the studio. It's an enormous jacuzzi room, but it's built like an old underground mine. So you have like exposed beams and lanterns, like old timey lanterns that are hanging.
Unreal.
Oh, it's sick. Because he's like a redneck with insane amounts of money. I mean, he has a golden shower, like a literal golden shower. Off the master bedroom is the master bathroom, and the master bathroom has a giant shower that has gold tile.
It's not fake gold, it's real gold.
No, it's real gold. It's fun. Like, he thought it'd be fun to have a golden shower. It's like when you give a 13-year-old kid $100 million. I want a golden shower, bitch!
It's one of a kind. Pure. Raw. Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
Hey, yeah, yeah. seems as strange as when the leaves began to change. How we thought those days would never end. Sometimes I hear that song and I start to sing along. Then man, I'd like to see that girl again. Smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. We were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things. Making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Sunday Stripped.
Sunday Stripped.
Sunday Stripped. Acoustic rock that rocks. To hear the past shows, when this one is done, you can hit up www.sundaystripped.com. Time for the cover of the week. I think their version is really cool. I love this. Stained is doing Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb.
Acoustic rock that rocks. This is Sunday Stripped.
Again, relax, it's a mix for me.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you being here. And hopefully we'll see you again very soon.
Take a break from the world. Take a break from your life. Let us take control. Sunday Stripped.
Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks, Headstrong. That was the debut single from Trapped from, I think, 2002. It reached number one on the, get this, it reached number one on the Billboard Mainstream Rock Charts. the modern rock charts, and the Billboard Hot Top 100, and hit number 4 on mainstream Top 40. That is a rarity. I don't know why, but I'm in an Incubus mood. So let's do 2 in a row from Incubus, shall we?
Sunday Stripped. Acoustic rock that rocks. To hear past shows, head over to www.sundaystripped.com.
Pardon me while I burst. I never thought I would be at 23 on the verge of spontaneous combustion. Woe is me, but I guess that it comes with the territory. An ominous landscape of never-ending calamity. I need you to hear, I need you to see that I have had all I can take. An exploding seems like an imminent possibility to me. So pardon me while I burst into flames. I've had enough of the world and its people's mindless games. So pardon me while I burn and rise above the flame. Pardon me, pardon me. Don't ever be the same. Ago, I was having a look in a book and I saw a picture of a guy fried up above his knee. I said, I can relate, cause lately I've been thinking of domestication as a welcome vacation from the burdens of the planet Earth, for gravity, hypocrisy, and the perils of being in 3D. Thinking so much differently. Pardon me. While I burst into flames, I've had enough of the world and its people's mindless games. So pardon me while I burn and rise above the flame. Pardon me, pardon me. Don't ever be the same. Never be the same, yeah. Oh, pardon me while I burst into flames. Pardon me, pardon me, pardon me. So pardon me while I burst into flames. I've had enough of the world and its people's mindless games. So pardon me while I burn and rise above the flame. Pardon me, pardon me. Don't ever be the same.
Something.
You're probably all sick of it by now. It's called Hail to the King.
This is Sunday Bloody Sunday.
This is killing me slowly.
I'm going to do a song from an album called Euphoria Morning, and the song is called Can't Change Me.
Hi, we're Evanescence, and this is Going Under.
Hey, we're Dirty Honey, and this is our first single, When I'm Gone.
This song's called I Write Sins, Not Tragedies. It goes like this.
Acoustic rock that rocks. Sunday Strip.
Come to this. We're stuck in the weeds. Get it, I'm not perfect. I was never trying to be. I'm not long for this
this earth if we really only ever get one chance to burn?
Acoustic rock that rocks 1 hour every Sunday right here. Great band live, Incubus. Worst interview of my career, by the way. It was so bad. In fact, it was so bad I ended it after about 3 or 4 minutes. They acted like they didn't want to be there. They gave one-word answers to questions. And I get everybody has bad days. I really do get it, and I don't hold it against them, but it was pretty bad. On the other hand, Marilyn Manson is my all-time favorite interview ever, and I had never heard him tell this story. This is insane. I don't know if he's BSing, making it up, if he was just bored with the interview and started making stuff up. I don't know if this is true or not, but this is one great... This is a great story.
Me being a former journalist also... I also know how to construct sentences in a way that they can't be taken out of context. That's also probably why the CIA wanted to recruit me when I was a younger child. My father told me before he passed. He said something along those lines. He said he'd try to protect me from them because I think that he was somehow involved in Vietnam with covert operations that I'm probably not even supposed to know about. So he never told me about it until he was... You know, very ill at the end. Yeah, for the most part, he said because of my ability to understand language and count the amount of things in a room before you get a chance to. I guess it's some form of highly functioning autism if I were to be diagnosed, which I don't know if you can diagnose that. But sometimes I see things that I don't need to see or remember things that I don't need to remember. I don't really know the words that you could want to describe it, but One thing I'm really bad at remembering is names for some reason. I forgot all your names, but I remember how many people were in the room. That's my one difficulty, because when I meet someone, I look into their eyes and I see something about them.
Sunday Strip
with Kramer.
Thank you. drugs in this world won't save her from herself.
This is Sunday Stripped. We play acoustic rock that rocks. Man, what a quick hour. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you to all the radio stations that are playing the show all over America. Thanks to the internet radio stations that are playing the show. And we're even getting more affiliates every other day. And I just, I'm so proud of it. I hope you love it. If you want to hear past shows, hit up SundayStripped.com. Have a damn fine week, and I will see yo ass next weekend.